job. You know, there's a fight that we must fight and a life that we have to live. You know, and it's going to be very detailed, a very detailed organization, this church is. God is a God of purpose and details and specific plans. We're going to have to function in the will of God. We will have to operate in the supernatural, in the spirit of the Holy Spirit. In the spirit of the Holy Spirit. That's very special. Pay attention to that. We're going to have to operate in the spirit of the Holy Spirit of God. If we're going to do this work, and if we're going to get involved with what's happening in this world today, the world don't have an answer, but we have an answer. The Word of God, in the Word of God, there are orders. There is order. We have to be in decent and in order. There are instructions in the Word of God, commandments, you know, directives, detailed functions, and specific details that's in this church. And we must pay close attention and follow these details and everything that I named. We have to be condition ourselves to function the way God has intended for us to function. You know, there can be no confusion and no doubt about what God has set forth for His church to do. Thanks to God, it's time. It's time for us to get on board. There is no more time. You know? And I want you to know that there's no higher service or position, no higher position than God's church. We are second in charge. God has His heavenly family, all the angels, the choir, everything that's ruling up there in heaven. Jesus, the Father, and everything that's ruling, that He has ruling in His kingdom. It's in heaven. That's His first family. And we are the second family that He has placed down here on this earth. Now, everybody in the world is not in this family. It's the ones that have died out from sin, have given God their life, and they're serving God with all their heart, soul, mind, and body. That's that second church. So we're part of that second church, the church of Jesus Christ. You know, we have to understand who we are so that we can begin to act and function in line with who we are. We're living in a world today that satanic forces, they're taking over center stage in this world. Satanic forces, they're taking center stage in this earth and in this world today. And the church is standing by watching and listening. They listen to TV, radio, podcasts, you know, just like the world, not knowing what to do or how to do. But saints of God, we know. We just have to dig in. We just have to dig in. They're listening to reporters, news reporters, you know, and these people don't know anything. They're not, most of them, I can't say they're all in the same boat, but most of them don't know God. They don't live for God. They don't even know God, you know. So we're listening to all of this. And God has given us His own book. It's 66 books of how we are to behave, how we are to come to Him, how we are to get the answers for this world. So, saints of God, we're going to have to do the things that God has called us to do. These people are not filled with the Spirit of God. Just like I say, they don't know God. You know? These folks are. They're strategizing and analyzing the things that's going on in this world. That's what they're doing. That's the only thing that they can do, you know. And then they're giving us possibility of what might happen next, you know, according to their theories. But we don't work off of theories, saints of God. I want you to know we don't work off of theories. We are the church of the living God, and we have our own playbook that has been written before the annals of time, and it is loaded with spiritual weapons, spiritual warfare, spiritual weapons and equipment that in which we are to fight the devil. And trust me, he's in the world. Everything we see is demonic. It's demonic. It comes on through demonic oppression and depression. That's what we're seeing in this world today. Now, saints of God, God has given us this playbook, his 66 books. And we have to make sure that we're operating out of his spiritual warfare plans and strategies and using his equipment. You know, the church has to be born again. The church is a church of faith, and we have to be born again. You remember what he told Jesus, Nicodemus. The scripture tells us in the third chapter of John, the second and third verse. Nicodemus, he came to Jesus by night, and he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. I want you to take a look at that phrase, except God be with him. God has to be with us. See, the reason we're not performing and the reason we're not doing and we're not having the experience that these people had in the olden days, in the beginning of the church, the miracles, the signs, the wonders, the healings, and the reason we're not seeing all of that is because God is not with us. And why is he not with us? Because we're not connected the way we should be. It takes prayer to connect us to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It takes prayer and supplication. It takes time being spent with God. A lot of us don't have time. We don't take the time to spend time with God. You have to spend, and those people spent hours and hours on their knees, on their faces before God. And you know, some people will say now, oh, it doesn't take all of that. Oh yes, it takes all of that and even more nowadays, because it's more to deal with. We have more demons and devils and evil spirits to deal with. Sometimes we have evil spirits in our own home we have to deal with. You know, we have, people have drug addicts in their home. They have alcohol addicts in their home. They have sexual content addicts in their home, meaning that's all they watch, you know? So we have a lot to deal with. We have more than those people had to deal with. So we have to spend more time on our knees. We have to be like John. The Bible said John had camel knees. And what that means is his knees was flat, just like those knees of a camel, because he stayed on them day and night praying unto God. Now, I'm not saying we got to develop camel's knees like John. No, I don't think we have to do that. But we have to spend more time than we're spending now. Until the answers start coming, then we're going to have to spend more time and more time. And when the answers start coming, then we could look back at how much time we spent praying and talking to God about these problems and asking God for the Yedodobo Shanda and asking God for the answers to our problems. We can look back and see how much time we spent, and then we can go back when we go back to pray again for another set of problems, another set of circumstances that we see arising in the world, or even before they begin to arise. Then we'll know how much time we need to spend on our knees. Saints of God, it's just time to get real. It's time to do what God say do. And we can only do that by more prayer. And we're going to have to push that plague back. And we're going to have to fast. And this is what Jesus answered when when that man asked him, what shall we do? And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. See, he wanted to know about being born again. See, this is what I'm telling you today, that we must be born again. And the only way we can be born again is of the Spirit. And here's what Jesus answered and said. I'm going to read that again. Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And in that fourth verse, Nicodemus, he wanted to know, well, if a man is born again, does he have to go back into his mother's womb a second time to be born again? You know, and in verse 5, this is how Jesus answered him. Jesus said, except a man be born of the water, listen, this is how you're born again, of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You're not going to even enter into the kingdom of God. So you're going to have to be born again of the Spirit and of the water. Now, water, you know, is baptism. And you know, the Spirit, you have to have the Holy Ghost. So, saints of God, we need to get where we need to get, and we need to get there now, because the time is winding up, and we can see how the devil is just all over. He's running rampant in people, and people are just doing all kind of things. They're acting out. They're lawless. They're evil. They're hateful. They have a murderous spirit, a killing spirit, and we're going to have to get past all of that. I want you to know, we have to get past all of that. And the only way we're going to do it is through prayer and fasting. You know, we can see clearly that there is a difference in the way we have to live in the flesh or in the natural, or how we're supposed to live in the Spirit. You know, we can see that there's a great difference in how we live in the flesh or in the natural. That's what the Bible says, in the flesh or in the natural, than the Spirit way that we are to live when we're born again of the Spirit of God. It's a difference in how we live. And see, we see people now want to live the same way as you do, as the world do, and they want to call themselves a spirit person. We believe in God. We're saved, and we believe in God. We're Christians, but it's more than just calling yourself a Christian. You have to live the Christian life, and that's in the Spirit of God. The point I want you to see is this, this day and this time, we're fighting a faith fight, and our weapons are to be those of the Spirit. Our most powerful weapon of the Spirit is prayer. You know, these weapons, the prayer, the name of Jesus, and faith, these are the way we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to use the name of Jesus. He said, you just ask in my name, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The disciples, they always say, in the name of Jesus. Whatever they did, they say, in the name of Jesus. We're no better than disciples. We're no greater. We're no smaller. We're supposed to do the same things they did. We're supposed to do it also. And if they use the name of Jesus, when they asked for anything, they said, in the name of Jesus. We have to do that same thing. We have to pray in his name. We have to confess in his name. We have to go to the Father in the name of Jesus. He said, no man cometh to the Father except by me. So you're going to have to go through Jesus to get to God. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to have to go through Jesus to get to the Father. So our most precious and powerful weapons is going to be the name of Jesus. It's going to be prayer, and it's going to be faith.